Pip and Lee on 93.1 Star FM.
This time of year, things get pretty hectic with all social gatherings, food, drink, and sometimes the exercise routine goes out the window. So this morning, we have fitness and healthy lifestyle blogger Hayley Morecambe joining us to tell us all about how we can avoid a blowout. Good morning, Hayley.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Hayley. Are you going to tell me that I can't have an entire ham to myself?
Oh, if you did, you would be working out a lot to get there, I'm sure. Probably a month after Christmas.
Well, Hayley, I mean, it is that time of year when food and drink, there's heaps of it, there's lots of social events. How do you get through the festive season without completely losing all of your fitness and health goals?
Well, I guess there's one way to look at it. People just kind of stress out at this time of year thinking, oh no, I'm going to put on weight. But there is a little trick behind it. If you think of it like this, in a week, we eat 21 meals. So that's 7 breakfasts, 7 lunches and 7 dinners. And if you know you're going to go out maybe 3 or 4 Christmas parties, or you've got a lunch or something on, just make every other meal around that healthy. So even if you had like 4 do's to go to, just make sure the rest of those meals outside of those parties are just healthy ones. And then when you really look at it in the big scheme of things, you're really not letting yourself down.
And I guess that sort of that alleviates that guilt as well, which can lead to further difficulties.
Yeah, that's right. And the biggest thing as well is you don't have to go all out just because you've had one naughty treat or you've had a bad dinner. Doesn't mean you have to write off the rest of the day as well. You're like, okay, I've had that function, I've eaten what I wanted to eat and made it worthwhile what I was eating. Just make sure the rest of the day is good, maybe go out for a walk afterwards or even beforehand and get your points in before. It's just all about looking at it differently and not just stuffing yourself, basically.
Because that's often my thing. I like to have seconds, even thirds at the Christmas table, and then before I know it, I'm at this social do, that social do the next, and a whole week, maybe two, has passed and I've gone, I have not done any form of exercise. How do we combat something like that, Hayley?
Well, I like to call Christmas time maintenance mode. It's not your usual like weight loss or your goals period. It's just literally your maintenance mode. So you're doing, you get up, you know, whatever you're doing in that day and just squeeze in some form of exercise. Even if you go for a little jog or you go for a walk or even just do a really quick 10-minute body weight exercise, at least you're getting something in and you're keeping the weight off, not necessarily losing weight. You're just keeping it off. You're maintaining what you've got.
I'm so glad that you've said that, because I thought you were going to tell us that we should all be doing like about 5 hours of exercise a day and eating carrot sticks on Christmas Day.
No, not at all. I'm a firm believer in enjoying yourself at Christmas time. You just don't need to go as crazy as what everyone makes it out to be.
And final question for you, Hayley. True or false, Christmas food is calorie-free?
On Christmas Day, it is. Any other time. You can have your day, just keep it to one day. Any other day, maybe just pull back a little bit.
I have got a rocky road coming down, Christmas pudding coming down with Mum. I've got a ham getting ready to go. I am looking forward to it. And it is all calorie-free as long as I eat it on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day and then just keep every other day okay and you're doing well.
Sweet.
Well, Hayley, Merry Christmas. We hope that you have a great one. And if you would like to check out any of Hayley's tips on fitness and healthy lifestyle, what's your website, Hayley?
HayleyMorecambe.com.
Pip and Lee. Weekdays from 5:30 on Star FM.